Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this weekend is an exciting weekend because we get an extra hour of sleep. I went through medical school not liking daylight savings time. While everybody was rejoicing getting that extra hour of sleep, I was stuck on call 2 years in a row. So when 2 a.m. went to 3 a.m., I just had to do my 2 a.m. hour of call all over again. So a 36-hour shift easily turned into a 37-hour shift. So I'm a little jaded when it comes to daylight savings time. I also grew up in Arizona, and in Arizona we really didn't have daylight savings time, so while the rest of the world would change clocks, and my father would take us to Vegas a lot because he gambled, and, you know, we never knew what the hell time it was because Vegas and Nevada would change your time, and Arizona didn't. So it never made sense to me as a kid. And apparently most of the country doesn't like daylight savings time either, even if we get an extra hour of sleep this weekend. Apparently there's a poll saying 70% of Americans don't like daylight savings time. They are tired of half the year us having to change the clocks where our bodies have to adjust. And, you know, listen, I know we're kind of weenies. It's only an hour. But there's been proof. There's been a lot of data where these daylight savings time changes really mess you up. Now, in the spring, when we lose the hour of sleep, there's been tons of data on more car accidents go up, heart attacks, depression. There's been some issues with teens, and now they're studying teen depression in the spring. There was a study looking at in vitro fertilization success. Apparently, in vitro fertilization, IVF success, drops in the spring. And so you wonder, why are we putting ourselves through this? A good friend of mine, Dr. Paul Kalikas, came to me and said, let's finally do something and let's, you know, see if we could get a bill put forward to stop daylight savings time in Nevada. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. He's also from Arizona originally. And so, you know, this, we didn't have to deal with this whole time change thing unless, of course, you know, you traveled. And a lot of states, from what I understand, are already submitting to their state legislatures, you know, means to stop it. I live in Nevada, southern Nevada, so it's hot. We don't really get a lot of snow. And so when we put the clocks, we push the clocks forward so the sun starts, I guess, a little later and the day lasts longer. We have that during the summer, and it's hotter than hell. And, you know, every year I'm in the news talking about heat stroke and heat illness and, you know, and it used to be you got to be careful between 10 and 2. And now it's, I mean, when you have daylight savings time, I mean, it's hotter than hell till 6 o'clock. It just doesn't make sense. Now, mind you, when we get to put the clocks back, so clocks fall back, people get confused. Okay, in the fall, clocks fall back. So they fall back an hour, right, in the fall. Spring, they spring forward. That's how you remember that. So there have been some studies that this week we're going to notice less heart attacks. We're going to notice less car accidents. We're going to notice less depression. People are going to be kind of in a good mood next week, which I'm kind of looking forward to that. But it's just, do we really have to put ourselves through that? So, you know, what really was the purpose of daylight savings time? So, you know, I've kind of taught you guys about the history. So Benjamin Franklin, very, very smart guy, and he wrote an essay for Parisians. You know, he really liked the French. All right? I don't know all the rumors, but he really loved Paris and France, and I don't blame him. Paris is beautiful, beautiful city. So he wrote this treatise called An Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light. And this was in 1784. And he was like, look, you could use less candles if we just kind of changed the time. If people woke up a little earlier, then they could use less candles. And it was actually a brilliant idea. But that's not when anybody did daylight savings time. So Woodrow Wilson kind of brought it back because we were in the middle of World War One, and they had to conserve coal. And so what they did was they called it wartime. They didn't call it daylight savings time. That's something new. And so in an effort to conserve war, they had a certain time. They did a time shift. That went back to normal after the war. But then it was brought back by FDR in 1942. Again, because of conservation efforts. So they called it, I think, wartime war by World War II and not World War I. I apologize. Okay, so that was more World War II. They called it wartime. And then, after the war, the states were kind of like, well, now what do we do? So the Uniform Time Law came out in 1966, trying to uniform everybody on the same time. See, if you thought the government and the way Congress did things and the way, you know, politicians try to figure things out, you know, is a little weird now. They've always had faux pas and clusters throughout history. So by 1966, they're like, why don't we uniform the states? So President Lyndon B. Johnson decreed daylight savings time to begin the last Sunday of April and to end the last Sunday of October. Other states were like, I don't want to do this. I think Hawaii said, well, hell no. Arizona's like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. It doesn't make any sense to me. And they actually, you know, did allow states to kind of do what they wanted, but the majority of states are like, look, we're going to be screwed if we have a different time. Let's just go with the flow on that one. But then they changed it. Again, in 2007, the Energy Policy Act, well, actually, the Energy Policy Act created in 2005, declared that we need to switch it to 2 a.m. the second Sunday of March and end it the first Sunday of November. So they basically made daylight savings time even longer. And again, for us living in desert communities, it really sucked. So now here we are every year, change of our clocks twice a year. I'm sure other countries look at us like, what the hell are you doing? And it's, you know, now, again, farmers would like to hear from farmers. But from what I understand, I not a lot of farmers are, you know, really adamant about this whole time change also. So, because, you know, the rooster's still cock-a-doodle-doo. My cats and dogs will wake me up when they want to be woken up. So even though I think I'm getting an extra hour of sleep, I'm not. Everybody's going to wake me up. So, daylight savings time. Hopefully we get it repealed, working on that. All right, get some sleep this weekend. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I really don't want to open with this story. But you have to hear, this is some of the BS that's happening in this world right now. There was a dog that was raped by a human and left with their intestines hanging out. Luckily, people were able to save him from having to be put down. And a new home was found for a stray dog who was suspected of being raped by a human. Olive is named the dog, wearing a muzzle. It's a she. She was discovered by a passerby in the streets of London back in April 2016. She was very badly injured. Yes, a dog. And she had a prolapsed uterus and her intestines were hanging out, suggesting she could have been raped. After going through such a traumatic ordeal, authorities deemed her to be an illegal pit bull type dog. And I guess magistrates made an order for her to be put down. but her death was put on hold after advocates challenged the decision, arguing that she posed no threat to the public and should be exempt from the breed-specific legislation. I guess in Europe, they have these rules, and we have them here, on, you know, when you can save an animal's life. So, she underwent multiple independent behavior assessments, and people found she was not a danger to those around her. So, from what we understand, she did not have to be killed. And in a sense, she's a pit bull, but still, pit bulls have a right to live too. I just wouldn't let them play with their kids, unsupervised. And a mom, a woman, decided to take care of her. Now, I bring this up because we have some real sick people in our midst. Have you guys seen Joker yet? The Joker movie? Okay, not the easiest movie to watch. It's a fantastic movie, but not the easiest movie to watch. It's not going to be a happy movie. It's not going to be a feel-good movie. In fact, what people are seeing is when you watch the movie, you even wonder if even that isn't the real story. I mean, the director did a fantastic job trying to kind of play with your mind on this. And you almost wonder at the end if, you know, the movie was all in his mind or if what happened in the movie really happened. But, you know, people think, okay, that's a movie, the average person isn't like that. No, you don't understand. There are psychopaths out there. There are people out there that have no problem killing their spouse, killing the parent, killing their kid. I went to school with somebody, Dr. Lisa Yao. And Lisa was in my 1 year above me in medical school and in residency. Absolutely sweetest thing. Never did probably an evil thing in her life. And I guess she got into a verbal fight with her mom one day and about something. I think she wanted to move out or something like that. And the next morning, her mom shot her while she was brushing her teeth and took her away from us. You have people out there that will kill their kids. And you just don't, you don't want to think that things like that happen because you're human. And when you're human, you want predictability. And you want to know, okay, if this person is bad, we stay away from this person and we could prevent this bad thing from happening or we could lock this bad person up. But most of the bad things that happen in this world happen the very first time they commit a crime. I don't think James Holmes, when he did the Aurora, Colorado shooting with the Batman movie that had come out, I don't think he had committed any crimes before that. I don't think Adam Lanza, before he did the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, committed any crimes. Nick, I forget his last name, the one that did the Orlando high school shooting. The nightclub shooting. I think many of these were first-time offenders. And it's not that, well, you know, maybe they shoplift, and then they maybe go to drugs, then maybe do they do heavier crimes, because that's what we were taught. We were taught that kids that might shoplift or be bad kids or light a match in the back of a school classroom are going to be the ones that later become the criminals. And we got a big reality check when we became adults because our family hid a lot of this from us. I mean, I don't really sit and talk to, you know, my kids about, you know, dogs getting raped and, you know, all these weird things that happen. I grew up, though, in a family that was very open about things like that because, you know, somebody put a gun onto my grandfather. You know, we had family members who survived the Holocaust. And so, you know, graphic stories were, you know, kind of a mainstream in our family. We were kind of told things the way they were. And so, you know, I've tried to tell kids the things they were, but I don't tell them everything. They don't need to know. I mean, they got school, they got all that. So you end up becoming an adult and you go, wait a second. One of my coworkers can come back to work one day and kill me? I could be right now working with somebody that could be my future murderer? That that's just something we just don't or can't comprehend. Because if you tell your kids that, or your teenagers that, they could become really paranoid, have trust issues. And you don't, you want them to trust people and love people and garner relationships and all that. But you see, the millennials are a very, very interesting generation, as well as the Generation Zers. They have access to the news. They have access to scenes of rape and murder and things like that. In fact, there's a meme that the kids are passing around. One of the latest memes that they think is really funny is it looks like a guy, it's a joke, but not a funny one, where a guy looks like he's trying to kill himself with a bow and arrow. And he has the bow by his feet and the arrow facing his head. And he in this meme, and I mean, it looks like a joke. And, you know, people are like, oh, what an idiot, that's funny. And I'm like, well, that's not funny. It's not. I mean, what if this person was really trying to kill themselves? I mean, but there are, these kids are being exposed to humor about suicide, about rape. I think there was one meme where grandma got a scooter. The kids got grandma a scooter. And then you see her in the scooter going, I'm sorry, it's not funny. It's not funny at all. You see her in the scooter going down the street and then hitting something and falling off. It's not funny at all. But it's out there making people laugh. So when I start to see kids isolate themselves and stay home on a Saturday night or be on Facebook, or like a big thing kids like to do is they play video games and they will, you know, tune in, or and they will open up the mic and you know, have this live chat going on with their friends, but everybody's in the safety of their home. I mean, look at a lot of kids. You don't see a lot of kids wanting to live by themselves. When I grew up, I couldn't care if I was in one of the worst neighborhood possibles in a room by myself. I didn't care if it was some random stranger roommate. I couldn't wait to get out of the house. I hated my family at the time, just didn't like the rules, couldn't wait to live by myself. I lived by myself for some time. You don't see that now with kids. Now, maybe it's because parents are nicer, we don't hit the kids anymore, we're less restrictive because parents are working, but kids like the safety of their home. And, you know, you just don't see that drive to, I'm going to go out there and do things myself. So we need to rethink the way we look at mental illness, the way we look at people that have red flags. The way, you know, I mean, some of the most weirdest things happen to people that are happening. And when you interview others, they're like, but he was kind of normal. She was kind of normal. I didn't see anything wrong. Then you have other cases where like, oh, yeah, they were a loner. You know, then they play Monday morning quarterback. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, they were a loner and they didn't have a lot of friends. Well, I'm sorry. I now see a huge generation of loners. And a lot of people are like, look, these people are weird. I really don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to do pot. I don't want to drink with them. I don't want to do drugs. I don't want to spend money on, you know, beer runs. So now you have people that are kind of smart, very mentally well, but they're loners too. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy is beating estimates as 128,000 jobs were added in October. The unemployment rate ticked up to 3.6%. Experts had predicted around 100,000 new jobs. John Hilzenrath of the Wall Street Journal reacts to the latest job report.
Solid numbers, really solid numbers. We knew that the GM strike was going to hold them down. You know, this tells us that the expansion is still going. I mean, it's not going gangbusters, but it's going. And, you know, if you're President Trump, you have to be very happy about this going into an election year.
Hilzenrath was speaking there on Fox Business. Chicago Public School students are back in class following the end of a teacher strike. Students missed 11 days of classes and will have to make up only 5 of them. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, the 1-877-DOCDALI. So what make men, burly men with broad shoulders and that cut jaw and hair and tan and just brawn and a small waist and just a six-pack? Testosterone. Testosterone is huge. In fact, a lot of women start taking testosterone because they want to have some of the physique and muscle that men do. The problem is testosterone can be a double-edged sword. And there's a study saying men who have high levels of testosterone may be almost a fifth more likely to develop prostate cancer. Now, some of you are like, well, duh, you know, because testosterone can fuel prostate cancer, just like estrogen can fuel breast cancer. We know. But, you know, let the scientists do their study. I don't mind talking about men. I love men. I can talk about men all day long. So studying more than 2,000 British men suggests that two hormones picked up in a simple blood test could predict their prostate cancer risk. Men with the most testosterone in their blood compared to those with the least were 18% more likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. Those with the highest level of IGFI saw their risk increase by 25% compared to those with the lowest level. Experts believe the hormones are a red flag for cancer because they fuel the growth of cells of the prostate. And when the prostate cells grow and divide faster, there's more chance that errors could creep into their genetic code, mutate, and then it could turn into a cell that then is cancerous. So it's not that testosterone will turn a cell cancerous, just like estrogen. Estrogen will not take a cell and make it turn to cancer. But if you have cell growth that can be spurred very easily by estrogen, then the turnover will allow there to be more errors. Okay? So just like a math test. If you're only given one math question, 5 + 5, there's a good chance you're going to get that right. But if they give you 1,000 math questions, 5 + 5, 4 + 2, 7 + 7, and they throw some stuff in there, there's a good chance the more you do, the more you're going to make a mistake, either fatigue or something. And that's why the volume can pose scary. The findings are set to be presented at the National Cancer Research Institute conference in Glasgow. They suggest men could reduce their hormone levels naturally. Now, some men are like, why would I reduce testosterone? Why would I reduce? I'm a man. I'm a dude. This is how dudes be. You got the testosterone. Well, the last thing you want is your prostate cancerous and removed, and then you have issues with erections. So you might want to lower it a touch. They say men on vegan diets have been found to have lower levels of IGFI, or IGF-1. I think it's IGFI. And that may be linked to evidence that men who eat less dairy have a lower risk of prostate cancer. Dr. Ruth Travis, who led the study from Newfield Department of Population Health at the University of Oxford, said we are interested in studying the levels of two hormones circulating in the blood because previous research suggests that they could be linked with prostate cancer and because these are factors that could potentially be altered in an attempt to reduce prostate cancer risk. So those are 47,000 men. Well, actually, no. They looked at a blood test. I already told you about that. Okay, I don't have to repeat that. So what do you do if you're a guy and a dude? I love guys. I got 3 men in my family, right? I got my husband and I got the 2 boys. And then, of course, I got a couple brothers. And, boy, you know, when you see them all, they just peacock and they just, I'm a guy. See, I elicit a very interesting response from guys. I just do. No. It's not that they like the way I look or anything like that. I'm a very strong woman. And so when I walk into a room, I think a lot of guys get a little challenged. You know, like the game was going on. And, you know, the spread was 10, and I wasn't going to bet. But, you know, my students said, you got to do it. You know, it's the Niners are undefeated. They're great. And I'm like, yeah, you know, the Cardinals have had a tough season. And, you know, being from Arizona, I wouldn't like to vote against, you know, root against the Cardinals. But so I put some money on the game. Not a lot, just a little. And the game's going on, you know, while we're at this party and getting ready to trick-or-treat. So I walk in and I start, you know, asking what the under is. I guess the under was 50 or 49 or something like that or whatever, you know. And all of a sudden, the guys all stand taller. And they hold their beer and some of the voices get lower. And it's just, you know, and it's not that, oh, there's a woman in the room that they're trying to attract themselves to me. It wasn't that sort of vibe I got. I get those vibes. When guys want to be more attractive to you and stuff, it's a different vibe. They try to make some eye contact. They try to, you know, guys try to, like, you know, make you read their mind, which is a bad thing because I know what a lot of you guys think. That's not going to turn a lot of us on, honestly. That's not what turns you on doesn't necessarily turn us on. But, you know, and it was just, you know, them sit, you know, it's like, okay, there's a girl in the room and, you know, that's kind of our little den here. And they didn't mind. They were nice to me and they, you know, accepted my opinion and they were really, really cool, whatever, but it just subconsciously, they just kind of changed a little bit. And I get that with guys all the time. I just always have. Whereas I see the more meek girls, you know, the guys, you know, knock it down a little notch. Maybe it's because they don't want to scare them off. I mean, you know, think about in the wild. If you have a nice, delicate, cute little fawn, you know, the buck is going to want to look good, but he's not going to want to scare the fawn away. So he's going to tread lightly. He's going to speak softer. I don't get that from guys. I don't look like an innocent, cute, little, pretty fawn. I don't get that. I get, yeah, we're watching football. We're watching the game. You know, like, we're guys. You could be here, but just, you know, don't be a guy. Don't be a dude. I'm like, I'm not trying to be a dude. You know, I wonder that if I really should have been a guy. I really love the whole guy things, but I love being a girl in a guy's world that can hang out with guys. I just do. I don't really like my boobs. I don't. I don't like having boobs. I think boobs really restricts me athletically because I really want to be very athletic, and that's a problem. But in terms of everything else, I didn't like my period either. Nah, I didn't like going through child labor. I didn't like hanging out in the girls' bathroom in high school with the girls. I don't, you know what? Maybe I really always wanted to be a guy. I don't know. Problem is, I like guys. So, I don't know how that would have worked out. No, if I was a guy, I'd be gay. Big time. So anyway, there's a blood test that we can use to detect prostate cancer. It looks for a protein called PSA, prostate-specific antigen, but we're not allowed to screen you for prostate cancer with that. We're not allowed to screen you. All we're allowed to do is talk about it with you, and if you're at risk, run it, or if we need to compare it. But I suggest anybody thinking about testosterone therapy, get a baseline PSA, and then in a year, recheck it. And if it's going up, that's a problem. Researchers are also working on blood tests to detect fragments of tumors in the blood. So that's the other problem, too. Men don't like the exam for prostates. It's a rectal exam, and I don't blame them. I mean, we women have had to kind of deal with our exams, but they're trying to come up with something where we could just insert something ourselves, let it scan the cervix. That would be absolutely fantastic. But guys, they don't want to do an insert themselves type of thing. And there's no really real proof that it would actually scan the whole prostate. So, prostate cancer can kill thousands. It kills in the U.S. 26,000 a year. It's under lung cancer and colon cancer. And so I suggest, even though we have these guidelines and we don't want false positives, to still make sure you talk to your doctor about how you should screen for that. And if you are taking testosterone, or if you are, you know, wondering about your testosterone level, get your testosterone free and total testosterone checked. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're rounding out 2019. Happy November. All right. Don't forget, we got to change our clocks, right? We get to get an extra hour of sleep this weekend. And the political arena is going to be a real mess this next year. I'm not looking forward to 2020. I'd like, two is my favorite number. I got some great students graduating this next year. I am just not looking forward to the election. I think it is going to be just brutal. And I've already started to stop watching news. I mean, and I'm in the media. Okay, I need to know the news. Yeah, but we do have a little bit of good news. Barely 128,000 new jobs in October. Despite striking GM workers being counted as unemployed, and Trump had tweeted some victory, after the Labor Department showed 128,000 new jobs were created this last month. And the numbers were far ahead of economists' expectations. because you had 46,000 GM workers on strike and they can't count as, you know, employed. And so striking workers, I guess, get added to the unemployment numbers, statistics, if they don't get paychecks. And I guess August and September job totals also went up significantly. And we do have just a touch bit of, I guess, unemployment now. Now it's 3.6 from 3.5. But Donald Trump tweeted USA rocks. Apparently the U.S. job growth still, they said, slowed less than expected. But hiring was stronger. Now, this doesn't surprise me because we're going into Christmas. So whenever we go into the holidays, you have Halloween, you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas. This is a big, big time. So we always see hiring go up. This is, it's my favorite time of year. Not only because of the holidays, but it's just, you know, a lot of people spend, a lot of people, you know, get extra part-time jobs. It's a good money time. In terms of medicine, not so good. Got a lot of flu. I mean, yes, maybe there's more volume, but you don't really like to see people getting sick. So it's a little scary time in terms of medicine. But for any other sector, it's one of the best, happiest times of year. Except for those that get depressed around the holidays. So the Labor Department's closely watched monthly report Friday came on the heels of data showing a slowdown in economic growth. A lot of tensions. A lot of people expecting a recession to hit. We will hit a recession. We just don't know when it's going to happen. Every decade has a recession. But I think we're going to be still good for the next few years, depending on, if Trump still stays in power or not. Because the 2009 recession, that went on to mid-decade. So I think we do get a few years reprieve. I do. I think we're going to get a little dip. But then I think in the next decade, we're going to get a big dip. Non-farm payrolls increased 128,000 jobs last month. Manufacturing did lose some jobs, but sales up as well. So looking good. Nice. Average hourly earnings earned 6 cents. Increased by 6 cents. Annual increase in wages, 3% in October. Wage growth peaked at 3.4 in February. So we still have ways to go, but it's looking good. Now, what about Trump getting impeached? Well, a study came out, a poll saying it's really not the majority of Americans want him impeached. The latest poll is saying maybe only half. Now, this poll comes from Washington Post and ABC. They say Americans are split 49-47 over whether Trump should be impeached or removed from office. Independents are split. And they say usually the split is near, you know, pretty much party line. As you know, ruled to start moving towards impeachment. Again, with the exception of two Republicans and one independent, it's pretty much across party line. So a new Washington Post ABC News poll shows that 49% of Americans say Trump should be impeached or removed. 47% said no. Democrats are strongly for it. Republicans against it. So no shock there. And, you know, a lot of people on the right are wondering, you know, which Democrats are unhappy with Trump? Are they the ones that, you know, still don't have a job? I mean, the question people have is, if there is somebody currently in this day and age in the Trump administration not having a job, not, you know, doing better economically, why aren't they and what do we need to do to help them? But that's not really the data we're getting. So the survey follows weeks of depositions before Democratic-run House committees and key witnesses are trying to, oust Trump for the infamous July 25th call to the president of Ukraine. I haven't been that discussing this much with you guys because whether it's a witch hunt or whether it really happened, we got some bigger fish to fry. But, you know, the Democrats are having some issues, too. Apparently, we're being told by CNN that there's no clear leader among the 2020 Democrats, according to Iowa caucus goers. So in a new poll, remember before Biden was a front runner, then Elizabeth Warren, then Bernie Sanders, there's no clear leader. In Friday's poll, Senator Elizabeth Warren now has 22%, Bernie Sanders, 19%. Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 18%. Vice President dropped fourth, 17%. Now, as you know, these polls may not mean anything. I mean, you know, everybody said Trump was way low in the polls. Well, he wasn't way low. Obviously, he still had enough to win and get Electoral College votes. But Biden not doing as well. Now, Klobuchar is about 4%. Kamala Harris, Andrew Yang at 3%. They say Klobuchar's second poll meets the standard to qualify for the December Democratic presidential candidate. It requires 4% in at least four national or early state polls to meet the DNC's criteria, or 6% in two early state polls. Cory Booker and Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard and businessman Tom Steyer all garnered 2% of support. So unless they get things up, they're not going to be able to be in the Democratic presidential debate. And honestly, the less the better. I got to admit, I like Tulsi. I mean, you know, having been a veteran and all that, I like her military experience. But, you know, once they start bashing Trump, I just, you know, why can't you just be a candidate that has your values, whether they're Democrat or Republican, you know, and just, you know, say what you want to do and you know, be honest. I mean, look, you know, I love the memes and, you know, all the jokes about Obamacare and things like that, but I still called it like it is. If there were some things to the ACA, it was good. And I'd say, look, you know, we got this, but, you know, it did contribute to this, this, and this. And so I think we need to improve on this, and this is what I want to do. Without being a jerk, without being, you know, and I think there's ways to do politics. I really do. But I'm still hesitant on running. Trust me, I'm very hesitant on running. So Elizabeth Warren had revealed her plan to, you know, pay for Medicare for all. We talked about that in the first hour. It doesn't really seem promising. It seems kind of like a lot of smoke and mirrors. You don't really see on her website a clear delineation. And when they say taxpayers are not going to pay any more in taxes, that there may be some truth to that. But when they say they're going to be hitting employers with payroll taxes and hitting employers harder, then what do you think employers are going to do? Hire less. Or maybe wages aren't going to go up. Or they're going to cast the they're going to pass the cost onto the consumer. So Medicare for all will cost you. Don't get me wrong. It might not cost you deliberately. All right, now we're going to tax you this, but you're going to pay more. Just as the ACA, we're paying more at restaurants. Restaurants went up considerably with the new menu laws. We're going to be paying more with the new minimum wage laws. You do pay. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.